Welcome to the Jamoti Podcast. We are all surrounded by amazing coaches and leaders. So let's get an inside look at not just what they do, but how they do what they do. After all, becoming the best versions of ourselves is Jamoti, just a matter of doing it.
The Jamoti Podcast is powered by Sideline Interactive. Sideline Interactive is the leading manufacturer for high-quality, innovative scoring tables and LED video display boards that help coaches and schools bring more excitement to fans, create huge fundraising opportunities, and make their jobs easier. Visit sidelineinteractive.com to check out their amazing products.
I probably should have already done this before now, but I've been kind of mentioning it that we'd get to your program, and will you tell a little bit about just Gainesville State? Where you are and what that school is about.
Wow. We're a correctional institution for kids ages 14 to 19. It used to be 14. Now I think we've got kids like 13 here. But they've done serious crime. You know, they've had three chances to get it right in the public schools and the free world, they messed up. So now this is their last opportunity to get things right. And their next opportunity, if they can't get it right here, it's on to Huntsville or one of the another correction institution. But that's kind of what we have here. And they've done anything, you know, like I said, from rape to murder to stealing to armed robbery. They've done it all, you know. And that's kind of kids that we've had here on the campus. And those kids that we deal with, you know, from that age group until 18. You know, when they turn 19, they either got the, like I said, they got to go to Huntsville, or they go leave here on probation, or they're free. You know, one or the other. And we just try to correct them and do the best we can while they're here to just make sure that they're good individuals when they get out there and see a guy by the name of Coach Saman out there. Yeah, they can shake his hand and say, hey, you know. And it happens, you know, it happens.
Yeah. I know that you believe that God has you there specifically for an important purpose. I believe that too. So I love the fact that the last 10 years of your career has been at a school like that. Like, it really is incredible. And like the why that you have is just, it's great. It's a great why. If coaches don't know, I mean, you were at Denton High School, Louisville High School, Flower Mound High School for a long part of your career with a lot of wins. So just curious, what brought about the move to a Gainesville State?
You know, when I was at Louisville, sometimes I guess when you get to the point where you can tell, man, it's time to go. You know, I could tell the pastor at the church in Frisco while the associate minister, he retired. And so I'm like, okay, now, man, if I'm going to do this, I need to do it, you know, the right way. I need to be a full-time pastor. That's what I'm going to do. And so that's kind of what I did. I stepped away from it, and I stepped away with like 486 men. And so the AD and the principal and everybody like, Coach, we're building a new gym. You know, you're very instrumental in the fact that we're getting this gym. You need to stay, so at least open it up. I said, well, if I stay this next year, then guess what? I'm going to stay another year. Then I don't stay. You know, I'm never going to leave, you know?
It's true.
but I've done 29 years. I'm at the rule of 80. So, you know, I'm 51 years old. I can still do a little bit something else. I can still preach. I can still pastor the church. Let me do that. And that was, what, 13 years ago that I decided. So between those at 51 and 64, you know, that's how the Flower Mound deal came about, that they needed a coach for Flower Mound. So they called me back, and I needed 14 wins. I'm like, I can get these 14 wins, you know.
Get that 500, yeah.
Hey, I might can do it, you know. And sure enough, man, and it's crazy, Matt, because, man, that 500 win came against the number three team in the state, Plano West.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy, man.
I imagine that was a really good Plano West team. I mean, they had some dudes. Yeah.
They really did. They did. So, and it was like, it was no way we should have won that game. You know, we were down by 16 at halftime. you know. And but when I won it, God wanted, he told me these are the words that came from him to me. It was like, okay, you can take credit for the $499, but the $500 is mine. You know, because it's no way, man. It was Marcus won the state that year.
Yeah.
Plano West were number three in the state. So that's, you know what I mean? That's how it was. And we didn't even get to the playoffs at Flower Mound. But we knocked Plano West off.
So you were at Flower Mound and then Gainesville State. How do you get there?
Man, before there, I started driving buses, you know, kind of, you know, a little income on here and there. Went to work at North Texas with Dr. Baker, with teaching a volleyball class, track class, you know, doing different things out there. And so what happened was the job at Gainesville came open, the basketball job. The head coach here, Coach Williams, was retiring, and they needed a basketball coach. I'm like, I think I'm just going to just chill out and just say, well, just, you don't have to take it. Just come out here and talk to us. Man, that's the wrong thing to do, you know? And then when I came out and talked to the superintendent, talked to the principal, you know, they were all for me. And so that's kind of what I did. That was like in I guess, June or July of 2014. And that's where I've been for the last 10 years here. So I say it's my 10th year.
I'd imagine there's probably been some tough times, but you've been able to see some amazing transformation, like God really working in some of these young men's lives.
Oh yeah, it's really had. I mean, it's just, you know, and the thing about how you keep up with, you're able to keep up with the kid. You know, some of them leave. It's a sad situation because we just a quarterback who was played in the state championship game. You know, back in I guess 2018, 2019. Working, doing good, got caught in a crossfire and got killed about a month ago, you know, down in Houston. Some of the kids that like I told you, that was successful, that went on, have done good, truck drivers. Some of them got their own business, you know, working in bands. You know, it's just, you go on Facebook and you see these guys doing those things, man, like, man, I'm so proud of you. You know what I'm saying? Man, keep up the good work. You know, you're awesome. You know, just compliment them on the thing. And then you got, like I say, you got some that say, hey, man, that stuff ain't for me. I'm going to stay like I am. And they end up in Huntsville, you know, at one of the prison units, you know, so.
Yeah, but you got to imagine you're still just like the way I feel here. I think the way most coaches, teachers feel is that we may not see the fruits of the labor right now, but we're planting those good seeds, right?
That's what we're doing, man. That's exactly what we're doing. You're exactly right.
Thank you for checking out today's episode. Please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your fellow coaches, and find us on social media for what's coming up next on the Jamoti Podcast. It's just a matter of doing it.